Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Have you gotten your acidic hit for the day? Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's advanced program. I'm Linda, your host. Today, we are continuing with our food article. We're on the second day. Today is September 19th. We are talking about vital vinegar, an integral ingredient in Filipino cuisine. And I want to welcome back Peter to continue this discussion. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Linda. Hello, everyone. Good to be back.
Yeah, so we've been learning a lot about vinegar, especially how it's used in the Filipino cuisine. And is there anything that really stuck out in yesterday's program or reading about vinegar?
Well, just that it is sort of getting all this attention now, I find very interesting. Like I mentioned yesterday, I had vinegar to drink really for the first time just a few weeks ago by coincidence, and I enjoyed it. It was sour, you know, it tasted like vinegar, but it also there was more to it than just a sort of salad dressing vinegar taste. I was thinking, yeah, I could see how people would drink this, you know, as a little side drink for their meal. And perhaps this ties into the thing we read yesterday about how some bartenders are putting vinegar in so-called mocktails, mm-hmm. which is a cocktail, an alcoholic drink. But if it's a mocktail, it means it has no alcohol.
Right. Yeah, we're finding vinegar. It's very popular in drinks now. And it's in particular using apple cider vinegar. That's yes. what I've seen, like in drinks, because apple cider vinegar is made from, of course, the fruit, apples, fermented apples. But that taste, I think, is nicer to drink. Like to just, of course, you dilute it, you add some other things, you don't drink it straight. Although some people will. I think some people will drink apple cider vinegar straight up or even vinegar with no dilutions. But dilute without being diluted. But you usually have to dilute it.
No, but that's a good point because a drink can be diluted by another drink that you mix into it, but a person can be diluted into believing something that is not true.
Different spellings.
Yeah, different spellings, but similar pronunciation, vastly different meanings.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And we learned that vinegar has a lot of uses, has health benefits. So we've been mainly talking about how it's used in cooking. Filipinos love their vinegar because they love that sour profile. They like sweet, salty, and sour in particular. And so by adding vinegar, using vinegar in their foods, they get that acidic hit that they crave. And we learned that vinegar can come from different sources. In the Philippines, it's mainly from sugarcane, coconut, and palm or palm trees. And they also use it to create condiments. We talked about this term yesterday. So a condiment is something that you add to your food to enhance the flavor, to make it to your personal taste, to make it how you want it to taste. So whether you want it to be saltier or sweeter or more spicy, you want it to be spicier, you can add a condiment. And one condiment or dipping sauce that Filipinos have really ups the ante of the acidity in their food, right? So it takes it to the next level of acidity. And it sounds like Filipinos love their food.
Right, right. We met this Filipino chef, Rafael Vencio, who lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And he told us how what Filipinos will often do is take vinegar and then add a native citrus fruit that they have, which is like a lemon or a lime. They'll add that to it, or they'll add peppercorns or soy sauce. And Venzio, Chef Venzio, described this as compounding the acidity of vinegar. To compound something means to add to it or make it more intense in some way. So yeah, they really like a good, strong, acid vinegar.
Mm-hmm. They really like that sour flavor profile. They want it robust.
Robust.
And complex.
Yes. You know?
And we left off yesterday with, we didn't get to talk too much about it, but adobo, which is the official Filipino national dish.
Actually, it's the unofficial Filipino
national dish. Sorry, unofficial. Yes, the unofficial.
The government has not made a declaration yet.
But if you ask any Filipino, like, yes, they will say that is our national dish. So let's learn more about this dish in today's first reading.
Although the name adobo comes from the Spanish word adobar, meaning to marinate, the dish, chicken or pork braised in vinegar, predates the arrival of Spanish colonizers. Vinegar is essential to adobo, Venzio said. It's not noticeable, but it's there. With cooking, vinegar's sharpness mellows. Venzio said vinegar's role in the dish was partly to preserve the meat, especially back in times when refrigeration was not available. It also balances adobo's saltiness. Cane vinegar is most commonly used for adobo, as well for a dish called paksiu, fish or pork cooked in a sour and savory broth containing vinegar. Coconut vinegar is traditionally used in the southern Philippines. Ha recalls a vinegar drink her grandmother made, both to quench thirst and aid digestion. Ha compares it to the apple cider vinegar craze in the US or to Filipino-style kombucha. I remember my grandmother when she would have these vinegar drinks. You would put things in it like green mango, pineapple, or guava, Ha said, and you would mix it with a little bit of water and sugar. Cane or coconut vinegar is used to make a Filipino ceviche called kinilaw. Fish is cooked in vinegar rather than Latin-style citrus. It is often mixed with calamansi, ginger, chili, and coconut milk. Ha described palm vinegar as earthy. It's got a subtle sweetness to it, she said.
So the word adobo, it comes from where?
Well, it comes from a Spanish word, and of course we know, learned yesterday, if we didn't already know it, how the Spanish had a huge influence on Filipino history because they had colonized the country. And the Spanish word adobar is where the adobo word comes from, and it means to marinate the dish that you're cooking. What does it mean to marinate something?
When you marinate food, you season it by letting it soak in a sauce or seasonings for a while so that the food can absorb all of those flavors.
Before you cook it.
Yes. Oh. So usually you want to marinate for a period of time, best if it's overnight, but it can be for a few hours so that the food really soaks up that flavor. And I've been familiar with adobo, not the Filipino adobo. It's not until I came to Asia that I, you know, discovered that there was a Filipino adobo. And actually, I found out because there was a Filipino person who came to help us with stuff, and she saw that I had this bottle of adobo seasoning, but it's the Latin American adobo.
Mm.
Nothing to do, well, now that it has something to do with the Filipino adobo, but to me back then, I was like, oh, you have Filipino adobo? I just know it because in South Florida, there are a lot of Latin Americans, and so there's this seasoning called adobo, and it's different than the Filipino adobo, but it all comes from Spain.
Mm.
It also comes from this Spanish word, and that's a major influence that Spain had on the Philippines, like in another area. It was in food, language, also something else, their surnames. because Spain had colonized the Philippines, the native people, they had to take on Spanish surnames. So that's why when you meet, I always know like someone is Filipino based on their last name because they have a Spanish sounding last name. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're Asian.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So see that influence here on the language, on the cuisine. So it means to marinate from the Spanish word. So adobo, the Filipino adobo, is a dish that can use pork. It says pork, chicken, or even vegetables that's braised in vinegar. And what does it mean to braise?
Right, to braise something just means to cook meat or vegetables slowly in a small amount of liquid in a closed container. So we said marinate is basically doing the same thing before you cook it, putting the food in some liquid of some sort before you cook it. But now braise is as you cook it, to cook it in a small amount of liquid in a closed container.
So that when you braise it, like it absorbs those flavors, you cook it slowly. And there is a braised dish or type of food also in Chinese cooking that is very popular, and that is lu wei. And that is also using the same idea, same type of cooking. You braise the meat or whatever it is, and so that it's very flavorful. So this practice actually predated the arrival of the Spanish colonizers in the Philippines. They were already doing this, right? But then the name comes from the Spanish word. So vinegar is essential to adobo. It's not noticeable, but it's there. And why is it not so noticeable?
Right. Well, with cooking, vinegar's sharpness mellows. To mellow something means for it to become softer, to become less strong in a pleasing way. To mellow, we often talk about a person who has a very laid-back personality. Mm-hmm. They might be described as a very mellow person. And in this case, though, with vinegar, the sharpness, that sour acidity of vinegar is mellowed mm-hmm. when it's used in cooking.
Yeah. Yeah, point out mellow is a positive term, right? You can also say someone mellows with age. Like maybe they were very feisty, they were always angry or argumentative, but as they're getting older, they're not so argumentative or feisty. They just kind of mellow, but it's in a good way.
Right.
So we learned that vinegar's role in the dish of adobo was partly to preserve the meat, because vinegar is a natural preservative. So another good use of vinegar. So many uses.
Right, right.
And this was essential, especially back in times when there was maybe no electricity or refrigeration wasn't available. So you had, by adding the vinegar, you got to preserve the meat in the dish. And it also balances the adobo's saltiness. So multi-purpose.
Vital, indeed, mm-hmm. is vinegar.
So cane sugar is what's most commonly used for adobo. And it's also used in another Filipino dish, paksiw. What is that?
Right. Paksiw is fish or pork cooked in a sour and savory broth containing, you guessed it, vinegar. And savory there, a word meaning salty or spicy, but not sweet. Whether it could be salty, it could be spicy, it could be a combination. But one thing savory is not is sweet. It's one of those five basic tastes that we talked about a little bit yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so cane sugar is used in adobo and this paksiw dish. Cane vinegar. Keep saying cane sugar. Yes, cane vinegar. What is coconut vinegar?
Coconut vinegar is traditionally vinegar made from coconut, of course, is traditionally used in the southern Philippines. And Kimberly Ashley Haw, the caterer, remembers a vinegar drink her grandmother made, both to quench her thirst and to aid digestion. And quench, a good word there, meaning to satisfy a thirst or to satisfy a need mm-hmm. or a desire. The action movie quenched my desire to, you know, for stimulation or to see justice prevail or something like that. In this case, we're just talking about food, of course, and something that quenches your thirst is something that you drink it and you don't feel thirsty anymore.
Mm-hmm. It satisfies the thirst. And This vinegar drink also aided in digestion. You mentioned that yesterday as one of the health benefits of vinegar. It helps your digestion and with gut health. So what does Ha compare this vinegar drink to?
Right. She compares it to the apple cider vinegar craze in the United States or to Filipino-style kombucha. I've also heard kombucha, I think, but perhaps the proper pronunciation is kombucha. Anyway, a craze, there's another good word, not a good vocab in this article. A craze means something that becomes very popular for a short time. A craze for something, it could be a fashion, a way of dressing, it could be a game, it could be a music, a type of music or a movie even, just something that is very popular, but for a short time.
Yeah, for a certain period of time. And one time, apple cider vinegar was all the craze,
apparently,
right? It was
yeah.
so popular. I mean, because it's also, I mean, it's tasty. It's also versatile. You can use it to clean. You can
yes.
use it to disinfect. Yeah, so a lot of different things you can use it for. And kombucha. Kombucha, what is kombucha?
Kombucha is a drink that is made by allowing sweet tea, bacteria, and yeast to ferment. To ferment means basically just letting it sit there while a natural chemical process takes place that turns the sugars in the naturally occurring sugars in sweet tea and bacteria and yeast into alcohol.
Right. So there's a little bit of alcohol, might be a little bit of alcohol in kombucha, but it's not an alcoholic drink.
Yeah. Right.
Just from the fermentation process, there might be a little bit of alcohol that's left over in it. But that was a craze too. Like people were, and still are, crazy about kombucha. Mm. And you can make it on your own. Like if you have a culture, you can make your own kombucha and flavor it however you want to. So Ha recalls her grandmother when she would make these vinegar drinks. She'd put all sorts of fruits in there, green mango, pineapple, or guava. So we learned that you can also, yeah, you can get vinegar from basically anything that a carbohydrate that has sugar in it. So it includes fruits. So here we have some examples of those fruits. And you'd mix it with a little bit of water and sugar. And there you go, this tasty vinegar drink.
Do you remember a drink your grandmother made for you?
My grandmother made all sorts of things. I don't remember a drink in particular. Also depending on like which grandmother, the more Chinese grandmother or the more Jamaican grandmother. But they both made delicious tasting things. They were excellent cooks.
Mm.
Can't remember a drink in particular though, but whatever they did was good. Anyway, moving on, cane or coconut vinegar is used to make a Filipino ceviche. So a ceviche is uncooked fish, like raw fish, but it has, I know the Latin American style of ceviche is like you put lemon on it, and that is what makes it taste really good. So it's not cooked, but it's safe to eat. I mean, the fish is fresh. It should be fresh. And then it's seasoned. So the Filipino version is called kinalaw. And how is this prepared?
Right. It is cooked, quote unquote, in vinegar rather than Latin style citrus and is often mixed with calamansi, which we learned is a Filipino, kind of a Filipino lemon or lime, calamansi, mm-hmm. Ginger, chili, and coconut milk. Now, I'm actually just a little confused why our author puts cooked in quotation marks here.
Because it's not cooked, it's raw. Ceviche is raw
fish.
Oh,
I see. So
yeah, yeah.
By cooked, they mean it's, might you say marinated then?
Yeah, but there's no cooking
There's no
involved.
Heat involved, yeah.
Okay. So it has all of these elements on it, these ingredients. So it uses, Filipino version of ceviche uses vinegar instead of citrus. But they do have citrus on it with the calamansi, the Filipino lemon or lime. It sounds really tasty. I've never had ceviche with coconut milk on it before. So this would be a different taste. And you do have a picture of it in your magazine. So, you know, does it look tasty to you? I know some people are turned off of raw foods because the fish is not cooked. So they might not want to eat ceviche. But It's delicious. You should open up your palate, try different things, as long as it's, you know, safe to eat.
Oh, sure, yeah. Safety like first.
Sushi, you know, before sushi, there was the sushi craze, you know, like it was so popular. Some people just like, I don't want to eat raw fish, you know, but it's so good. At least try it. Mm. So good. Anyway, so Ha described palm vinegar, right? So this is, we're talking about the different types of vinegar, coconut, cane, palm. She describes it as earthy.
Yes, interesting word there, earthy. Basically, in cooking and food, it means it has a smell like the earth, like dirt, but not dirt like bad dirt, more like soil, more like leaves and trees and...
I guess that's a different way. Yeah,
breeze,
that's one way, you know, of seeing earthy.
Earthy.
But maybe it just has more body or like a stronger flavor. Anyway, she describes it as having a subtle sweetness to it.
Yeah, a subtle sweetness. That's interesting, because usually sweet is pretty out front. And, you know, oh, you bite into a candy bar, this is sweet. That's what,
but I think,
you know,
there
makes
are
it taste so good.
Of sweetness.
But a subtle sweetness. Yeah, that's
different,
interesting.
Different levels. Just like when you order milk tea or any type of tea, you give your level of sweetness, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Anyway, let's share the vinegar love in our next reading.
Sharing the vinegar love. As someone who grew up in Toronto, being slightly ashamed of bringing her aromatic Filipino lunches to school, Ha finds it gratifying that Filipino cuisine is finding acceptance. If you were to tell the 10-year-old me that Filipino food would actually be something that people are interested in, I wouldn't have believed it, she said. Her ultimate moment of sharing Filipino cuisine with an American audience came at a charity dinner featuring local chefs cooking black colored food. She decided to make one of her favorite dishes, dinuguan, various cuts of pork stewed in pig's blood and vinegar, among other ingredients. The 10-year-old Ha would have been amazed.
Okay, so Ha, she grew up in Toronto, Canada, and her memories, she has some memories of being slightly ashamed of bringing her home cooking, right, her aromatic Filipino lunches to school. What does aromatic mean?
Yeah, aromatic, a nice word, I like it, having a strong, pleasant smell. So if something is aromatic, it doesn't mean it turns you off. It's a bad, unpleasant smell. Something aromatic has a strong and pleasant smell.
But smells can be relative, right? Depending on who the person is, something might be aromatic to one person, but can be smelly to another person because you are not used to it, right?
Sure.
So if you're used to those strong smells, then it will smell something... It will smell different to you than someone who hasn't smelt it before.
Yeah.
So she describes it as aromatic, and I probably would too. But for maybe some of her classmates at school, some Canadian classmates at school who weren't exposed to ethnic foods, they might not find it as aromatic. And that's why she would be slightly ashamed because of the strong smell that it carried. And this is something totally relatable as a child of immigrant parents in the U.S. Yeah, bringing ethnic foods to school and like being slightly unsure, a little bit ashamed because it wasn't what everybody else had.
Hmm.
But it was good to me. This is what we ate at home. It was tasty. But kids have a way of, yeah, kids are cruel. And mm-hmm. they make fun of things that are unfamiliar and to them. And now we will learn that it's different, and it's nice seeing ethnic foods are more accepted in school. Just like Korean, like there's a Korean craze because of K-pop and K-dramas, and just the popularity of Korean culture. Korean food is more acceptable. So if a kid brought kimchi to school, maybe not every classmate would be like, ew, stinky, you know, mm-hmm. that smells. But it's more accepted. And that's great to see, which she finds gratifying. She finds very satisfying, and she's very happy that Filipino cuisine is finally finding acceptance. So if you were to tell that 10-year-old her that Filipino food would actually be something that people are interested in, she would never have believed it. that it's come true. So our ultimate moment of sharing Filipino cuisine with an American audience came when?
Came at a charity dinner featuring local chefs cooking black-colored food, a special theme to this dinner. All the food had to be colored black, but also edible, of course. And so she decided to make one of her favorite dishes.
Dinaguan.
Dinaguan, thank you. Which is various cuts of pork stewed in pig's blood and vinegar, among other ingredients.
Yeah, key ingredient is vinegar in that. And I've never tasted dinaguan before, but I asked one of my Filipino friends about it. And she said, yeah, she has that and her mom makes it. I'd like to taste it one day. I've had Filipino food, but there are so many other things to try in the cuisine that I haven't tried yet. So just knowing that Filipino food is finding acceptance, the 10-year-old Ha would have been amazed. And I think, I don't know, maybe my 10-year-old self might be amazed that, yeah, that more ethnic foods, like, they're are being accepted and it's not, like, you know, kids are more open to it. It reminds me of an episode of an American TV series about this immigrant, Chinese immigrant family who moved to the U.S. and the son told his mom that they had to shop for white people lunch because he was bringing Chinese lunches to school. That wasn't acceptable. So they had to go to the supermarket and get white people lunch. Yeah. So I'm glad things are different now.
Sure. No, it reminds me of a book we talked about earlier this month about an Afghan family that immigrates to the United States and the difficulties that they encountered. That was a more serious reflection. But yeah, it's all kinds of things that you face when you move to a new culture, a new country.
Yeah, there are a lot of cultural differences. But we hope this article has inspired you to maybe try more vinegar-flavored cuisine or dishes, and maybe try more Filipino dishes. But let us know your take on vinegar. For now, that's our program for today. I'm Linda.
I'm Peter.
Saying goodbye.
Bye-bye.